The last section under psychosocial history we will be reviewing is the current living situation and arrangement. Please make note that this slide includes screenshots of the child adolescent assessments only, both the full and reassessment. Questions related now to current living situation will include the same questions on both the child adolescent full and reassessment, with the exception of the item boxed in red on the child adolescent full assessment, as you can see on the left screenshot. Current living situation for both the full and reassessments for child and adolescents will now include the following additional questions. So here it asks if the client is currently at risk for losing their current housing placement, whether or not the client is homeless, and if so, for how long, and if so, when did the client become homeless? It also asks if the client needs resources with housing placement, so please note the disclaimer related to provision of resources and assessing for mental health barriers, should there be any. In addition, there are questions related to whether or not there are others diagnosed with mental illness in the client's current living situation, or significant current drug alcohol use in the client's current living situation. As stated earlier, boxed in red, you will notice that we still have the initial date of current living situation that was part of our previous full assessment as well. Please remember that the family composition section still has the same prompts as our previous assessments, and it also includes questions related to ethnicity and culture. This section does allow for assessment of any additional cultural factors. This was also part of our previous assessment forms and continues to be part of the new integrated assessments. This is a great opportunity to explore any cultural factors or stressors that may also be impacting the client's mental illness. In addition, one may assess here as well any cultural rituals or traditions that the client may relate to and explore how these may assist with the client's progress in treatment.